Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. It's Ashley Burgess, joined with Tammy Dombeck here in the house, and we're discussing...
Hey!
Yeah, this is great. This is great. It's good positive energy right here. It's good positive perspective, you know?
Absolutely. That's what I was telling Ashley earlier today. I was like, she's like, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm so excited to be on your show. I'm so excited for the week that I have ahead. So it's a good start to it. It's a good kickoff to it.
Most definitely. It's good. It's good Sunday. It's like almost like I feel like it's football Sundays again, you know, when you're happy, you got a football game to watch, you're like, woohoo, you know, and now it's like, it just doesn't feel like Sunday anymore.
No.
You know, I was thinking, it was funny today, I was thinking about some stuff and I was thinking about how you always hear like the rappers talk about haters.
Yes.
You know, and they're always like, they're the top 10 best rap songs about haters. I think there was like Cold Wind Blows by Eminem, Dirt Off Your Shoulder by Jay-Z, Hate Me Now by Nas, Haters Players by Black Star, Haters Everywhere by Bob, Hi Hater by somebody else, I'm Blind to You Haters, Haters by someone else, Haters, and another one of Haters by Lil Wayne. And I was like, wow, I was like, there's a lot. I was like, I'll be honest with you. I listen to, some rap music here and there, not a lot though, but I appreciate all music, all genres, all kinds of things. But wow, I was like, there's haters. I mean, this is crazy. But, is it possible to have, yeah, it's possible to have an enemy or two, depending on how we treat others, that number could grow exponentially. But direct in your face haters seems to be something that is understood. You don't love it, but you understand it. So like, for example, if somebody doesn't like you and they're honest about it and straight up front with you, I think that's hating to your face. But we know that it exists. And I mean, let's say if it's anything from somebody, to a coworker, it could be anybody. I mean, if they text you, F off or whatever's going on, and you see that on your page or your text, whatever, you're going to know directly that somebody's upset with you. And that seems easier to deal with than, when somebody's kind of being undercover. And that's what I call it, the undercover hater. And I think a lot of people wonder what that is. And that's really the person that's kind of sneaky and crafty, and they kind of hide around in the shadows, I kind of say, and they sometimes can be acquaintances, and these people can also sometimes be your closest friends and also can be your family, and it can come in all forms and fashion. There's really no mold, and they can do the most damage until you can pinpoint them because there's really no direct evidence that you can actually see what's going on unless you use your senses and your common sense and your honest life assessment ability to make an honest look and a real motivation. And I think a lot of times we don't catch it because it's so close, and it can be kind of subtle. I mean, it could even be as subtle as not acknowledging when something wonderful happens in your life.
That's so true. I had a coworker who was like that, who would only call or only talk to me when there was something bad happening in my life. And then I finally realized this person wants the gossip part of it.
Right.
To talk about it instead of really trying to be there and help. And that's so true. And they're so hard to pinpoint.
How did you deal with that? I mean, when you finally figured that out, did you just kind of excommunicate yourself, or did you just kind of let it kind of fizzle out?
And you finally just, you get to a point where you don't confront it. You just slowly kind of push them out and you kind of realize it. And then you realize what you need to divulge to them and what you don't need to divulge to them. And way back, when I was when I was waiting tables in the restaurants, during college, I remember I was a business major and I switched my major because I was thinking about this topic tonight and thinking about things from my past that had happened. And I had told one of my managers at the restaurant that I was switching my major from business to radio, TV, and film. And she basically laughed in my face and I said, no, really, I'm really going to do it. She's like, you're never going to be in radio, TV. never. I just straight to your face. I guess you should have and appreciate those people that just say it straight to your face. But then, the other thing and the part of my personality is that I'm a people pleaser. So I spent so much energy and time trying to convince this one person, no, I'm really going to do this, that you just get to a point where you're like, why did I do that? Why did I spend so much of my energy and time trying to please this person or convince this person that I really could do this when they were already hating on me? you know?
Well, I think all of Dallas is happy that you did actually focus on that, because maybe if you didn't, you know, it wouldn't be like this lineage and going into another, you know, lineage, because I think maybe, you know, trying to prove it. Yeah, I don't agree with trying to prove something as far as people pleasing. And I think all of us to some degree that are, you know, people have a tendency of kind of falling into that trap.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you so much, Ashley. And especially trying to put time and energy into a coworker or somebody like that who was a boss of mine, who I was trying to people please, especially when I was at a much, you know, younger age back then. But, you know, you try to catch yourself and you try to put the energy where the energy is best used and into the best people and the best friends and not into the people that are the negative ones in your life.
That's so true. And, you know, it's like a lot of times I think it's funny when there's something really great going on. It would be like you coming on this show and having all this great stuff going on. And I don't even ask about it. You know, let's talk about how sick your dad was at one time.
Right.
And let's talk about your two dogs that passed. You know, there was a movie one time. I can't remember what it was, but it was like literally like his friend looks at him and goes, didn't your grandparents pass away? And he was like, we're at a party. I mean, this is just ridiculous. I mean, you're at a party. Now you're going to bring up my dead grandparents. He's like, my gosh.
Bring you down constantly, you know, and then that's another dynamic with it was like I was talking about being a people pleaser. You try to, you know, please everybody and make them happy and give them what they want. And when really you got to realize that you got to step on your energy towards that.
And it's hard to do that. You know, it's really difficult because mm-hmm. sometimes you don't even catch yourself doing it. And then other times it's a manipulation tactic on the other with the other person trying to monopolize you to get you to do whatever they want you to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Until you wake up one morning and go, what am I doing?
I wanted us to do some role-playing on here about manipulation, and I kind of figured I thought it was going to be really cool. We weren't going to say anything about us doing it, and I was realizing, yeah, if people tune in midway through, they're going to be like, man, that Ashley Burgess is so mean to Sweet Tammy. I was like, there's no way I'm doing that then. Because if they get in the middle of it, they don't even know what I'm doing. And there I am saying, oh, what? I don't, you know, you're like, well, I have some great news. I'm like, well, you haven't, you know, that's great, Tammy, you know, I mean, but honestly, you know, I'm having a really bad day, you know, stuff like that. I thought that'd be great, you know, but I was like, you know, that would be great if everybody tuned in at one time and then everybody ended the show at another time. Otherwise, I just look like a real jerk.
Right. Which you are not.
Well, thank you. I mean, you know, some people might have a different perspective, but
I doubt it.
Well, you know, other things too, though. It's like it avoids you when things are going well. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Don't you know people that avoid you when things are going well?
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
It's like when things are going well and like your career is everything's good, you don't even hear them. And then all of a sudden, I'm sure, I'm not saying in your specific case, but in other people's cases, that 7 months maybe might have been interesting, the people that would have maybe called, you know, instead of the people that were calling at the other times. And I think a lot of us has dealt with it. I mean, Bill over here that's running my show he's going, yes, yes, yes. You know, he's agreeing as he's nodding. He's nodding. He's got his hand up in the air. He's about to get the lighter out. We're going to do this whole thing.
Yeah, the people that you only hear from when things are like going bad in your life, or you know, when they don't compliment you or congratulate you when you're doing good in your life. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think also too, one thing that we need to put out there too is that, you know, we all have to do an honest assessment on ourselves, and you have to know without a doubt that you go out of your way each chance you get to do the right thing by others, and then you have the right to obviously take offense to hatred of this sort, but you have to make sure, and you have to do it in a way that helps instead of taking away from you. And if you realize that, you know, indeed, you know, you champion others and you are there for them even when the chips seem to be down for you, then you're on your way to a happier, more productive future. Because I think a lot of times, too, it can be kind of hard when everybody's telling you about how great things are going and how great their life is going. And if things aren't really going great for you, it can be hard to be supportive. But we have to kick that thought process and say, you know what? I'm going to be supportive of this person, even though I don't feel like my career's at this level. I'm going to be supportive of this person if I'm trying to have a baby or whatever it is, or I want to get remarried or I'm divorced, whatever. It's like you have to get that out of your head and say, okay, I'm really honestly, genuinely happy for this person.
Yeah, that was the story of my life in my 30s, because, you know, I didn't get married until I was 40. So, you know, everybody in my life from, you know, elementary school to college was getting married and having babies between 30 and 40. And you're right, Ashley, it's tough for you to just and you know, you go out with loser after loser and bad date after bad date. And it is tough sometimes when you're, like, listening to literally everyone in your life getting married and having babies, and you're not at that point. And it is tough. You got to suck it up and got to be like, I'm going to be not envious of this person. I'm going to be proud for this person and happy for this person because they're my friend and this is amazing for them. So yeah, that was the story of my life in my 30s. It's a push pull within your heart and your soul, really.
It's true. And especially, you know, with kids and marriage and what have you, it's mm-hmm. like, I know people that are single that, you know, it's like every other month somebody's getting married.
Mm-hmm.
or they want to have a kid so bad, and everybody around them is having kids. Even the people that don't want to get pregnant.
Right. I had a girlfriend. She was in her 30s, and she'd gone through like her second round of like in vitro. And she gets on an elevator, and she said, "I got on the elevator today with like a 16-year-old. God bless her, you know, who was mm-hmm. pregnant." And she said, "It's so difficult for me to just not be happy, you know, for her because we've tried and we've done this, and you know, and the jealous, you try not to be jealous of that person or envious of that person. It's tough. It's tough."
It is
all
tough.
All part of life.
It is all part of life, and it's really odd how sometimes this life thing kind of unfolds, you know. Mm-hmm. But I do think mm-hmm. it's like when we throw good things out, and we do the right thing, we get good things back, you know. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time to create a momentum, you know.
Absolutely, I absolutely agree with you. And I remember when I you know, last left my TV station, I remember I had a sweet friend who said to me, she went to lunch with me, and she said, "My mom always taught me," she's from Arkansas, and she said, "My mom always taught me that you've got a day to be sorry for yourself, and then you got to move on." And that was like amazing advice, because I got to a point where, you know, I've been working since I was like 14, you know,
wow.
whether it was babysitting or working, and then I hit like 39 and said, "Oh, I think I'm going to, you know, take this 6 months off and take a, you know, and change up my career." And that was really difficult for me. And she that was great advice that she gave to me. She said, my mom said, "You have a day to feel sorry for yourself, and then you got to move on." And she was so right. You know, that was great advice for me.
I love that. I love that. Those are words to live by. You know, that's awesome. Yeah, we have to remember that. Y'all, keep it on KLF 570. You know, keep it on iHeartRadio. In just a little bit, Tammy is going to tell us exactly what we're all wanting to hear, as well as Cynthia Smoot will be on live with Out and About with Cynthia to tell us all kinds of stuff that's going on in Dallas. And we'll be doing a recap and talking about next week's show as well. So stay tuned and keep it on 570 KLIF. We'll be right back.
Our senses are bombarded daily with information from many media sources. We can't always choose what we're exposed to, but most of the time we can. What you allow yourself to view, read, and listen to are very important choices, which should be chosen wisely. Does this ring true with you? If so, you probably enjoy reading the blog of author and life coach Ashley Burgess. Visit ashleyburgess.org and check out her life coaching skills at work, where she discusses family, career, friends, significant others and romances, recreation, fun, health, finances, personal growth, including spirituality, and the physical and mental environment around us. Ashley writes about how to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her readers' lives. Go to ashleyburgess.org today and sign up for her blog. You can achieve the life you've always dreamed of having. Visit ashleyburgess.org today.